It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looks like a clinic on how not to do things on the baseball field.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz.
Brought to you by Big Y Grocery Store, T-Mobile, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Jordan's Furniture, Integrity from Marvin Windows and Doors, TestTrips.com, MGM Springfield, Acura of Auburn, Anderson McQuay, Direct Federal Credit Union, Gravely Lawnmowers, AceTicket.com, WFXD-TV, and Mohegan Sun.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And welcome into the Baseball Reporters. It's Jim Murray in for Tony Maserati tonight. Marshall Hook is alongside as well. I want to hear from you at 617-779-0985. Baseball Reporters is brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MoheganSun.com. All right, so we'll get to the actual baseball in this team and the holes at the bottom of the lineup. There, that needs to be addressed as they're back home for the first time in what feels like a month. They wrapped up that 10-game road trip, salvaged a win in Minnesota yesterday. But back home, opened up a 3-game series against the Seattle Mariners. And we'll get to that, because there's a lot to talk about with this team and moves that they potentially need to make to shore up the bullpen and the possibility of adding another bat. But the big story that's potentially going to be breaking here in regard to Hanley Ramirez is what we need to touch on right off the top here. Hanley Ramirez, of course, DFA'd by the Red Sox a month ago. There's been rumors floated around. I heard nearly a month ago. We've alluded to it here on Felger and Maz and even on the Baseball Reporters recently. But now there's a tweet that proves said rumors might indeed be true. And they are courtesy of investigative reporter Michelle McPhee, who tweeted within, the last half hour here, Hook, Hanley Ramirez, former Red Sox infielder, has some, issues, being eyed in connection with an ongoing federal and state investigation. Stay tuned. So why don't we hear from Michelle McPhee herself, who joins us here on the Expert Hotline, on the Baseball Reporters, on 98.5 The Sports Sports Hub. Good evening, Michelle. Hello.
Good evening. How's it going?
Excellent. Appreciate you taking the time. And also just want to plug your new book, Maximum Harm, Tsarnaev Brothers, the FBI, The Road to the Marathon Bombing. Available now?
Yes, it's out there now, yep.
All right, and you can find out more about that at michellemcphee.com. All right, so there's only so much that you can tell us. Obviously, your tweet is alluding to more here, but when did you first hear about this, and what more can you tell us about what's going on with Hanley Ramirez?
Well, obviously, I know absolutely nothing about sports or Hanley Ramirez's stats, but what I do know is crime. And there has been some reports about a FaceTime phone call that was made between a man during a car stop. After that car stop, police recovered a significant amount of drugs. And during the car stop, the suspect claimed that one of the items found in his vehicle belonged to Hanley Ramirez and then FaceTimed him in front of the police.
Really? Okay. And from there...
And that car stop coordinated with the timing of his release from the Red Sox.
Okay, so do you know if the Red Sox might have known about what might be going on here with Hanley Ramirez, and that's why they DFA'd him?
Well, I spoke to Kevin Gregg today, and he was very clear that the decision to boot him from the lineup was a baseball decision, he called it, and that the Red Sox were not aware of any ongoing investigation. There is a sweeping federal case involving a substantial ring that's being operated out of Lawrence and Lawrence, Massachusetts. And obviously, I think this suspect had ties to that ring.
I'm seeing a tweet here from Alex Speer, who's a baseball reporter, and he apparently reached out to Kevin Gregg, as you said you did. Gregg reiterated, he said he's unaware of any investigation involving Hanley Ramirez. So that seems to indicate he is still unaware and that the reason was a baseball decision. So that backs up what they say. This is just a big coincidence that the release and this thing kind of happened at the same time?
I can't speak for the Red Sox. I can only speak to what I know in my reporting for the last couple of days on, you know, the suspect and his connection to Hanley Ramirez raised some eyebrows among the state and federal officials who have been part of this long and continuing ongoing investigation.
Does this suspect have a long rap sheet?
I don't know that much about the suspect other than on June 8th he was arraigned in connection with having 435 grams of fentanyl along with a large amount of crack cocaine.
Wow. Yeah, this is pretty much close to exactly what I heard. So how long is this investigation has been going on now? Close to a month, it sounds like. What other things are...
Well, this particular investigation is close to a month, but I think that there's a federal investigation that led to a very large takedown, and that investigation, as most federal takedowns, I have a story today in Newsweek that just hit the stands on MS-13, and the unbelievable work that police and prosecutors put in to take down killers, like savage killers in Boston. And, you know, when they made the first sweep of Operation Mean Streets in that MS-13 case, there were roughly, you know, 40 to 50 defendants. By the time the case is over, it swells to 61 defendants because people make deals, they cooperate. And I suspect that this ongoing federal case out of the New Hampshire U.S. Attorney's Office is similar in nature, where, you know, there'll be cooperating witnesses and people that they're going to try to get to flip to gain information on other possible suspects in this pretty large and expansive fentanyl ring. And as we all know, I mean, fentanyl is such a push by law enforcement to eradicate these crews because the stuff is lethal just to cops who touch it.
Right.
Never mind the you know, thousands of people in Massachusetts and the 20,000 nationwide that die of overdoses of fentanyl every year.
I know you said that there was this one arrest that kind of involved not Hanley being arrested, but there was contact with him. I know that there was a big drug bust up in the North Shore, PBD Lynn area. And again, right around May 24th, I think Hanley was DFA'd on the 22nd. Is that part of the ring that you're talking about?
That's not the one that I'm looking at, no.
Okay.
All right. So is there, look, you've obviously...
Crew was centered mostly in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and I think you might see that Ramirez likes to make these surprise charity visits to Lawrence.
Okay.
What else can you tell us in terms of any potential involvement from Hanley Ramirez with this? Are these friends of his? Is this, you mentioned?
I have no idea. All I know is this phone call that was made, and I know that sparked, obviously, some contact between Ramirez and law enforcement who are working on this case.
All right. Michelle McPhee, who's joining us here on the Expert Hotline, baseball reporters. Again, you were the first to tweet about this today. Again, rumors have been floating around, but in case you haven't seen it yet, Hanley Ramirez, former Red Sox infielder, has some, well, issues being eyed in connection with an ongoing federal and state investigation. Stay tuned. You're saying this is a fentanyl ring. When, in terms of, look, we're heading into the weekend, when will we expect to maybe hear more, at least from you, Michelle?
Well, I think that, you know, we continue to dig, as always, and it'll be interesting to see what's in the court docket in Lawrence District Court. Unfortunately, I'm in New York. I would have already pulled those records. But if somebody was smart, they'd be driving to Lawrence District Court on Monday morning.
All right. Anything else you want to add before we let you go or plug away? Again, your new book, Maximum Harm, The Zarnov Brothers, The FBI, and the Road to the Marathon Bombing, available now. And you can find out more at michellemcphee.com.
Thank you. And if you are at a newsstand, pick up a copy of Newsweek. My story's on the cover about this unbelievable Massachusetts case where they used an FBI informant to infiltrate MS-13. He drove around as a gypsy cab driver and captured confessions of all these teenage killers in his gypsy cab that led to a wildly successful case for the U.S. attorneys in Massachusetts.
All right, Michelle, thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That was Michelle McPhee again, who had this first today. Hanley Ramirez, former Red Sox infielder, has, issues being eyed in connection with an ongoing federal and state investigation. Stay tuned. It's exactly what I heard, Hook.
Yep.
Yeah. From the mouth of an officer, right around that time, and I refuse to believe it. I got to take everything with a grain of salt, and of course you can't throw it out there and just go with things willy-nilly.
No.
As you don't want to, you know, get sued or have any kind of trouble, but that's essentially what I had just heard.
And the Red Sox, I mean, I'm watching all the tweets go by. The Red Sox are reiterating to anyone who asks.
We had nothing to do with this.
We have no idea about any of this. It was a baseball decision. That seems to be their refrain. It was a baseball decision. That's what they said back then when we thought the nefarious part was avoiding the, you know, the contract clicking in for next year. Now it looks as though it may have been much, much more than that.
Yeah, again, you were saying this when we had Michelle on. Alex Speer, Boston Globe, tweeting, Red Sox VP Media Relations Kevin Gregg says Red Sox unaware of any investigation involving Hanley Ramirez. Another ML source, Major League source, familiar with the team's thinking, seconded that, reiterated that the decision to release him was a, quote, baseball decision. I'm sorry, the timing. You just heard Michelle say there, in terms of this investigation and when this arrest happened, it was within a few days of Hanley being DFA'd. It matches up. It had nothing to do with baseball. The easy excuse is to say the money. They didn't want him getting the plate appearances. And look, I'm one of these people that I still think you can make the argument that they miss his bat and they miss his offense. This is why he got DFA'd, because it didn't make sense at the time. And now it's starting to make a little bit more sense. Your thoughts on this? Again, this is breaking news. You know, it's what's going on with Hanley Ramirez is starting to come to light here. As we have alluded to, it's big. More on this, if you want to join the show, 617-779-0985. This being the Baseball Reporters, it's not going to be all this salacious stuff for most of the show. Again, you want to talk about it, we'll take your calls as this thing unfolds. But we do have to talk about the Sox and their offense and the woes there. And the black hole that is the back end of this lineup. And if you haven't seen the lineup tonight for Game 1 against the Mariners, wait till you hear who the DH is tonight. So we'll get to that coming up next. Again, with your calls here on the Baseball Reporters. It's Big Jim Murray in for Tony Maserati tonight. It's 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We have the Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporters. Tony Maserati, show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Some reports about a FaceTime phone call that was made between a man during a car stop. After that car stop, police recovered a significant amount of drugs, and during the car stop, the suspect claimed that one of the items found in his vehicle belonged to Hanley Ramirez and then FaceTimed him in front of the police. So I can only speak to what I know in my reporting for the last couple of days on, you know, the suspect and his connection to Hanley Ramirez raised some eyebrows among the state and federal officials who have been part of this long and continuing ongoing investigation.
Does this suspect have a long rap sheet?
I don't know that much about the suspect other than on June 8th, he was arraigned in connection with having 435 grams of fentanyl along with a large amount of crack cocaine.
Wild stuff. Still trying to wrap my head around it. I'm sure many of you are as well. Baseball Reporters, 98.5 of Sports Hub, Jim Murray and for Tony Maserati tonight along with Marshall Hook. That was Michelle McPhee, investigative reporter Michelle McPhee, who really kind of opened the floodgates in this, and this rumor that's been floating around that we've heard collectively. Jimmy, you can attest to that, right? It's been better part of 3 weeks, close to a month since.
Sounds about right, yes.
Hanley got DFA'd, and we really can't go out there and just throw things out there and hope that it sticks just because it's.
I think what people don't understand is there's a difference between about gossiping about trade rumors and legal matters in people's lives. Like, we don't do that.
But Hanley Ramirez being eyed in a state and federal investigation, and as Michelle was just saying,
that's not what I do.
Yeah, that's not what I do. Michelle McPhee saying that connected to what sounds like a fentanyl ring out of Lawrence.
Couple statements out. We mentioned it, but the Red Sox spokesman, Kevin Gregg, reiterating the Sox were not made aware of this Hanley Ramirez matter until a reporter, which we're pretty sure is Michelle McPhee, reached out to them, and Ramirez was released for baseball reasons. Gregg did not confirm or deny any investigation. And then from Ken Rosenthal and others, so who knows who got it first, Hanley Ramirez's agent Adam Katz, quote, Hanley has no knowledge of any allegations contained in this media report, and he is not aware of any investigation.
Yeah. And, of course, the Red Sox are going to try to get away from this thing as much as they possibly can. But, man, when the Red Sox have a story, it's a Red Sox story. Like, there's always some, like, ooh, there's some meat on that bone. And there is with this one as this thing continues to unfold. And, look, I feel like I would be doing a terrible job here filling in for Maz if we didn't really focus on this for most of the show, because it's juicy. I think it's worth talking about. But, you know, it is the baseball reporters. We should touch on the team and the game that they have tonight in this series. They have the Mariners in town, who they split with last weekend, Hook, in a four-game series. They just got swept by the Yankees. They're going up against this Wade LeBlanc. LeBlanc
is what I'm going with.
Yeah, but, tonight, who was filthy against them last weekend. And just want to touch on the lineup real quick before we get to your calls on this Hanley Ramirez story. You've mentioned it now a couple of times since the lineup has been released, but the DH tonight is Blake Swihart.
Blake Swihart, who's hitting 147 on the year. So for those people who were excited that Jackie Bradley Jr.'s not in there, he's effectively been replaced, his bat has, by one of the few guys, if not the only guy in the team, who's hitting worse than he is.
All right, so the offense woke up a little bit yesterday. They were able to salvage a game, and what was going into it, I looked at as a must-win in Minnesota. So, all right, they are up for 9, mostly thanks to Mookie Betts and Andrew Benintendi. But the bottom of this lineup, it's been a mess for weeks now. You look at it tonight, basically, what is this, 6-9, Holt, Devers, Vasquez, Swihart. Like, it's... they have to do something. They're going to have to. Dave Dombrowski is going to have to also add a bat here. I think we can agree, Marshall, that the most important thing is to get a more, more solid setup man in the eighth inning, because I don't really trust anybody in that eighth inning, even as good as Joe Kelly has looked at for most of this year. I say that Alex Cora has to spin the wheel of gutless bums to figure out who the hell to put in there in that eighth inning. So they need an arm there. But now it feels like they got to get a bat, too. I just don't know how the hell he's going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple guys out there. I don't know that we want to go deep dive into this, but basically you're looking for, you know, low salary guys who are maybe nearing the end of their deal, and they're on bad teams. And so the two that I have kind of dug around and found, Cameron Maybin, who's playing for Miami right now, and Leonis Martin, who's playing for Detroit right now. So both pretty bad ones. Both capable of playing center fielder. Martin's probably the better guy, hitting 260 with 9 home runs. Maybin is hitting 235 with no home runs. But in terms of, you know, it's hard not to be better than Jackie Bradley Jr. These are guys, I think they have 1 year of control, maybe two, but they're cheap. They're not going to be expensive to acquire because it's not like they're young guys who are great prospects. So those are two guys right there. Someone else mentioned Aaron Alther, who's a... outfielder for the Philadelphia Phillies, but he's kind of the odd man out in their outfield. He's young and has control and had a good year last year, so he'd probably cost you more to acquire and then would be around for a while.
Well, they don't really have prospects to deal, so I don't know how Dombrowski's going to get this done. But again, the more important thing I think to talk about right now on the Baseball Reporters is Hanley Ramirez. I think we now at least know a little bit more as to why he got DFA'd a month ago when it made no sense. Again, he's now being eyed in a state and federal investigation. And it relates to pushing weight with fentanyl. Fentanyl! Matt in Milford, kind of makes a lot more sense now, eh?
Yeah. I mean, I just got a few questions quickly. You know, Hanley's not a dud. I mean, he's a plausible hitter. Why is it that all these other teams aren't taking a crack at him? They have to know more than what they're telling us. And if you're the Red Sox, why would you keep denying it if it comes out that, you know, he really did do all this?
Well, to protect their own asses, Matt, I think that's pretty simple. But I think it you're right to bring up, like, it makes no sense that none of these other teams, especially like the Mariners or the Houston Astros, if you look at them and the lack of production that they've got out of the DH spot, they could use some help there. And even, you know, Marshall in the Felger and Maz show today, you started off saying, like, you know, kind of barking at people like me who think that they do miss Hanley Ramirez and that always bring up the postseason numbers, 380 lifetime hitter and 80 postseason at-bats. He's a Yankee killer. He was in 6 games against them this year. I feel like they're going to end up missing him in the postseason. So you look at those numbers, it does at least, I don't know, it makes more sense now that no other team has touched him because, well, there's a federal investigation going on with the guy.
and at least a local one. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't believe for a moment, I don't think you do either, that the Red Sox were unaware of this. I mean, I think we know that all of the sports teams in town, they have their security guys who are all connected to law enforcement. And with all due respect to you and Jimmy, if you guys heard about this, there's no way that the Red Sox did not hear about this. So they knew. I'm not saying that it was necessarily a direct line to that's why they DFA'd him. I'm not willing to go that far. But clearly they knew. And maybe it was, you know, I kind of said it tongue-in-cheek when I asked Michelle McPhee about it, that it's just a big coincidence. But you know what? Maybe that part of it is. But I guarantee you they knew within a day or two. And then they probably went, phew, we dodged a bullet, kind of, with that one. I mean, if what is being alleged is true, that this guy was at the very least involved in a drug ring, he was doing it while a member of the team.
Yeah, and the timing is no coincidence. Again, like, don't take the Red Sox at their word on this for a second. The other thing that comes up, too, so, all right, so, like I said, we've kind of known this rumor, and I've talked about it, and I've had this conversation even with my girl. Like, she's like, well, why would a professional athlete ever be involved in something like this? And again, Michelle McPhee said this is a sizable amount of fentanyl here in this ring that Hanley Ramirez allegedly is connected with. So, you know, the question is coming up, and rightfully so, like, well, why would a professional athlete ever want to do this or, like, be involved in this kind of thing? Well, there's no shortage of stories of professional athletes who have done this before. Remember Travis Henry, the running back? Was he with the Bills and the Denver Broncos at one point? He ended up sending, I think he's still in federal prison for a 3-year bid for a cocaine ring that he was helping to fund. Another running back, who is it, Hurd, that used to play for the Bears, Charlie Hurd. Either way, there was a guy back like 8 years ago who, you know, fancied himself that, like, he wanted to be the man. He wanted to be, you know, a guy that was pushing a lot of weight here, huge quantities of coke and weed. And I think he ended up doing like 10 or 15 years, and he's in a federal prison as well. Look, I don't know what the psychology is behind it, but a lot of these guys, maybe what their upbringing is, maybe they're surrounded by a lot of people that they grew up with that run in bad circles. But I think with that money that they have, well, all right, you get greedy, it's not enough. And maybe they look at it as an investment, a bad one, certainly a dangerous one and a risky one. But they also want to be the man. It's just as simple as that. They want to be like the boss. Like, they like, you know, with the money and the power and all of that kind of stuff. Like, you've seen Scarface, you know, maybe they've watched that kind of movie and too much, and they get wrapped up in that kind of thing. And they just want to be known as bigger than they even are, even just what they're looked at as a professional athlete.
I mean, this is true. Everyone thinks, oh, he's got the money. What does he need the money for? To your point, you know, these drug dealers, they already have oodles of money as well. I mean, it's not like, A, I have money, so I'm not going to make more money. But I think it's also, to your point, the power, the thrill, the whatever of doing something where he's the guy in charge and, you know, people are answering to him. And you know what? I think you and I probably learned everything we know about high-end drug dealers from movies and TV, but I'm going to believe that there's some kind of truth to the power and the stuff that goes with that. So I would not disregard this merely because the dude's got money.
No.
That's not a reason to say, well, he wouldn't do that.
No, there's a psychology behind it. Again, I think that there's, so they either want the power that comes with it, or they look at it as an investment, again, a bad one, or they just want to be the man to their friends and those that know him. Like, it is crazy, though. So, again, if you're just joining us, baseball reporters here, Jim Murray in for Tony Maz tonight. Michelle McPhee opening up this this Hanley Ramirez story, which, again, most of us, and I think that have been working in sports media here for a while, had heard rumors bubbling about Hanley Ramirez, eyed in a state and federal investigation as it pertains to a fentanyl bust, in a big fentanyl bust out of Lawrence. More on this here in the Hub headlines with Marshall Hook. He'll get you caught up on the latest, and if anything else breaks, we'll have it here. Also want to get the perspective on this story from Jared Carabas, who also knew about this too, because I texted him about a couple of weeks ago. So we'll talk to Carabas, he of the Section 10 podcast and Barstool Sports. He's live at Fenway Park. We'll talk to Jared next here on the Baseball Reporters on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Baseball Reporters, Tony Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Maserati, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's time for a Section 10 preview with Carabas.
Yo, tell us what your podcast is about.
Yeah, digging deep. I always love that intro. I hate that we can't use it all that much anymore. So with yours truly in for Tony Maz on the Baseball Reporters tonight, Jim Murray in for Maz. Why not play it when we welcome in Jared Carabas of Barstool Sports joining us here in the Expert Hotline on the Baseball Reporters. Are you currently in Section 10 of Fenway Park right now, Jared?
I am right above it. I'm in the rafters like Sting and WCW. I'm high above Section 10 right now.
All right, so this big story, and you and I had texted about this like a week ago, because I was like, hey, have you heard what I heard? And you were like, yeah, it's kind of close. Hanley Ramirez, DFA'd a month ago, now being eyed in a state and federal investigation. We just had Michelle McPhee on at the beginning of the show. She says it has to do with a fentanyl ring. That's some alleged involvement there. Have you heard anything else that you can add to this story as it is starting to develop here over the last hour or so?
Yeah. So the only thing I can add that's not out there right now, The Red Sox did say themselves that they didn't know about this. Major League Baseball said that they didn't know about this. I was told yesterday that the Red Sox had no idea. Like, they did not know about this. And I have to believe them. And there was also another rumor. There's a bunch of rumors floating around out there. I was able to debunk one of them, which was there's a rumor that supposedly, after he got released, Hanley freaked out or whatever. That's not true. But the rumor, that the Red Sox released him because of this, I can say that that's probably false.
Yeah. wait, so hold on. So you are actually taking them at their word?
Yeah, I honestly, I do. I'm not saying that everyone, it had to have come from super high up. If the Red Sox knew about this, it had to come from super high up, because everyone that is over here right now is genuinely surprised, shocked at this report. Hmm. The people over here are not like, oh, wow, we knew that was coming. Everyone's like, we had no idea. So, I'm not just taking them at their word. I'm reading facial expressions here today.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, you're at the park. I'm not. I know that people are always quick to bash there. Go to the park. Do some investigating. No, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Big J stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what this story is, you kind of knew what was going on. I had heard this, too, and from a reputable source, an officer, and I don't want to blow up his spot. And plus, we're talking about potential legal ramifications, so you can't just blurt it out there because it's like you want to have a hot take or anything like that.
Right.
But, let's talk about the baseball aspect of it. I feel like they've missed his offense. Outside of yesterday, it feels like the bottom of that lineup has been one big black hole over the last couple of weeks. You recently wrote about this on Barstool Sports. I think we can all agree maybe they need to add an arm here and have a more reputable setup man for the eighth inning. But it feels like they got to add a bat. And they have holes at catcher, second base. Doesn't look like Dustin Pedroia is going to be back anytime soon. And obviously with Jackie Bradley Jr. So who can they target? And realistically, can Dave Dombrowski bring in another bat that can help this offense going forward?
That's really the big question. Before you can really go to who, you have to talk about what are you giving up. Because their minor league system is trash. They've already said that they're not going to deal Devers. So what are you really dealing from? I'm not quite sure what the answer to that question is, but the one name that I have in mind this year is the exact same name that I had in mind last year. That'd be Jed Lowrie. When they were talking about calling up Devers last summer, I was like, well, he's really young. He's does not have a whole lot of experience. So let's go and get Jed Lowrie. He can play third base. And if you really want to bring Devers up, that they can have some sort of platoon situation. But now, Devers has been better of late. Overall, the numbers don't look great because they're not. But as of late, he's been better. So third base, not exactly a huge issue, but you do have the issues behind the plate offensively. You have them in center field and at second base because, Pedroia obviously hasn't progressed the way that they had hoped, and I think that situation is pretty bad. They're not really talking a whole lot about that, but it doesn't sound very good. And then you have Nunez, who's given you literally nothing. He wasn't really expected to give you much in terms of playing time or this much playing time, but Jed Lowrie was very hot to start the year. Doubles guy, can more than serviceable at second base. I would say that guy definitely plugs a major hole for you.
What do you think happened with Nunez? Because between him and Benintendi, once Dombrowski acquired him last year, those two were the spark of the offense until the postseason. You need to get Brock Holt now tonight in the lineup at second. Three games in a row, he's over Nunez. Nunez, you can make the argument he's the least valuable player on the team right now outside of Jackie Bradley Jr. What the hell happened with this guy?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure that he's 100% healthy. Obviously, he had the knee thing going for him. I think the Red Sox are super cautious about that before deciding to bring him back in the offseason. But you did have a situation where you I hate to use the eyeball test, but when you just look at the guy, he doesn't really run all that well. So I wouldn't be shocked if you told me that Nunez was operating significantly below 100% because he has to. After that, you got Brock Holt, who I think should at this point be taking over most of the playing time at second base. He's had the vertigo issues, was very bad last year. People wanted him off this team, but he's been very good this year. I think a lot better than people have given him credit for. So I would say, that Brock Holt is probably going to have to be your guy moving forward, because, you know, you talk about the need for a relief pitcher. You talk about the need for a right-handed bat. That's because, you know, you lose one not having Pedroia. You lose one with Nunez giving you nothing. And this team has been dreadful against left-handed pitching all year. So, and you know who the only guy was good at hitting left-handed pitching? Guy by the name of Hanley Ramirez, pretty good hitting lefties. So, yeah, I would say you need someone who can come in, hit righty, and hit really well against left-handed pitching.
Talking to Jared Carabas of Barstool Sports here on the Expert Hotline of the Baseball Reporters, 98.5 The Sports. All right, so Jared, we had, it's like all you got to do is, I feel like, wait a couple of weeks, even if he's pitching well. It's all a matter of time before David Price does something to open up the floodgates so we can start talking about him again. He has this little thing with the, mentioned the All-Star game, and he'd bag out of it for, you know, playing Fortnite. I think it was obvious, you know, a jab at those like myself who do the stupid impersonation and kind of mock him here, but... what do you think is going on with this guy? How he acts like a martyr? Like, how? Why can't he just help himself? Just shut up and pitch.
Honestly, I know you hate it, but I love it because he's trolling. Like, he's come to this mindset a long time ago that he's just never going to win over the love, respect, admiration from media and a significant portion of the fans. So if he's going to go the bad guy route, jump in head first. Get in there, be the bad guy, because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's still been one of their best pitchers. His last 8 starts, he's been really, really good for the Red Sox. So if he wants to run his mouth, talk a little trash, go right ahead, because no matter what he says, whether it's trolling, whether it's an honest answer, whether it's a bland answer, it's going to get dissected by the media, and they're going to make fun of him, and it is what it is. If he's got it, I fully embrace heel David Price.
Are you starting to get a little bit nervous with the Yankees? They ain't going away.
I never really overlooked them. I knew, you know, when they started off the season 9-9, I was never like, oh, wow, it's cakewalk to first place. You know, it was never going to be like that. You knew how talented they were. And I guess what's even crazier about the Yankees is that they could potentially be even better than they are. Like, what they're doing right now, being in first place in the American League East, they're doing it with essentially one really good pitcher in Severino. Chapman's having a really good year out of the bullpen, but Stanton's having a down year. Didi fell off the face of the earth. Gary Sanchez is hitting under 200. Like, to think that this team could be significantly better than they are right now, and they have a better record than you, like, that's what's scary.
All right, Jared Carabas, Barstool Sports. Put on that Big J journalism cap of yours before the game starts and find out see if you can find out a little bit more about Hanley Ramirez, again, reportedly being eyed in connection with federal and state investigation, according to Michelle McPhee, who we spoke to her at the beginning of the show. Michelle McPhee, investigative reporter and of ABC News. It's with a fentanyl, like a potential fentanyl ring, allegedly, here is what's going on. So if you hear anything else, you text me later. All right, Jared?
I sure will. Not a great situation down here at Fenway. Back to you.
All right. Jared Carabas, Barstool Sports. Enjoy the game and the rest of the weekend. Of course, read him, Barstool Sports. And I'm sure most of you are already following him on Twitter at this point. Bob Nightingale, he of, is it USA Today? Yes, USA Today. He covers Major League Baseball. Had a tweet short time ago. The Hanley Ramirez camp issuing a statement on the reports of Hanley Ramirez allegations involving crime years ago in the Dominican Republic. What? Hanley has no knowledge of any of the allegations contained in this media report, and he is not aware of any investigation. That's something I'd like to know, Hook. Is Hanley even in the country? And at the risk of looking like a complete rockhead, which, you know, I work in radio for a reason, if he goes to the Dominican, say, all right, say he's fully involved here, there's an arrest warrant out for Hanley Ramirez. If he's in the Dominican, can he be extradited?
Well, I mean, each different country has different extradition rules. I believe the Dominican has an extradition treaty with the U.S., but
I think they would.
I, like you, am way out of my depth if I'm going to start talking about these sort of things. So I will endeavor to learn a little bit more about that.
Okay. Now, I'm just thinking out loud here. I mean, this is obviously a story, and we typically don't do, like, newsy stuff, especially on the baseball reporters. Even Jimmy Stewart, of course, is producing the show. As this thing was breaking, he's like, I don't know, I kind of feel weird here. We're like, doing, like, real news.
It's not what I do.
Right.
According to, and, you know, this is where we go for our information, Wikipedia, there is an extradition treaty between the Dominican and the U.S. And again, I think these things all have wildly different, you know, depending on what crime you've committed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'd probably need to get a better legal mind than the three, four of us in here to figure this out.
You know, I know Jared's a kinder soul. Maybe he hasn't been corrupted yet. You know, he's younger. I mean, he hasn't been worn down and beaten by life yet. I know he's got good connections there with the team, but I can't take them at their word that they didn't know anything about this. Again, I heard this story almost exactly to a T within 48 hours of Hanley Ramirez being DFA'd. And, well, couldn't you talk about it? Because of legal ramifications, a take is a different thing. Something you feel, you can throw that out there and deal with the repercussions later. Something like this, you got to wait until it's fleshed out and there's actual reputable reporting behind the thing. Now that Michelle McPhee is starting to break a little bit open, all right, we can talk about it. But I will tell you, I heard about this within like 48 hours of Hanley being DFA'd. And I'm supposed to take the Red Sox at their word? No, sorry. Cousin Jared, love you, mean it, but... It's not just a random coincidence. Oh, no, it's a baseball reason. Yeah, long offer. Yeah, nowhere for him in the lineup. Don't want to get in the plate appearances. It's the money. That's why. Yeah, no, we got to get rid of him. Yeah, okay. Again, Hanley Ramirez being eyed in connection to an ongoing federal and state investigation with a potential fentanyl ring out of Lawrence. Fentanyl. Michelle said it, too, in the spot that we had her at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Read up on that stuff. What a scourge. If you like any of the opiates are a scourge and terrible for you, this, you have cops now, you see the stories every once in a while, and you work a news hook, cops overdosing because they like touched a grain of it.
Oh, yeah.
When they're making arrests. It's awful, awful stuff. And Hanley Ramirez is allegedly involved in that? Unbelievable.
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, The Sports Hub.